The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The San Jose Sharks have one game before Christmas, and it's in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. They face off against the Vegas Golden Knights for the third time this season, looking to end a two-game losing streak. Not allowing losing streaks to go to three games is something the Sharks have definitely succeeded in ever since starting the year at 0-4-2. But they face a team that's winless in their last three. While the Sharks were losing to the Seattle Kraken on Saturday by the score of 4-2 at SAP Center at San Jose, Vegas lost 4-3 on the road in Edmonton on Sunday. Given the fact that Anaheim lost 3-1 to Seattle last night, the Golden Knights have an opportunity to get even with the Ducks in the battle for the top spot in the Pacific Division, while the Sharks are looking at getting back into the playoff picture as they are 2 points behind the Utah Mammoth and the LA Kings in wild card positioning. Good news for the Sharks on the injury front. Colin Graf had a scary moment in practice when he was hit in the cheek with a puck, and there was some blood, but there were no fractures, and he made his way back to Vegas to join the team after getting cleared by the medical staff. Graf talked about the scary moment at Sharks Ice at San Jose when he met with the media this morning.
I was just going to the room trying to get a towel on it, but it didn't really hurt, honestly, that much. So I was like, I'll probably be fine once it gets stitched up. But just, went through all the precautionary stuff at the hospital and the dentist and stuff. So, but yeah, I'm good.
You often wonder with some of the young guys how their family members react to injuries like this. And with social media, Graf's family found out pretty quickly.
My mom was worried. She sent her a picture and before the stitches, after the stitches, and said I was fine, so she's good.
Graf was on the ice this morning for the morning skate with his line mates, Macklin Celebrini and Igor Chernyshov, and he had on full face protection, just as he used to wear in college hockey. He talked about the difference between wearing the full bubble as opposed to the visor.
Honestly, I think I'm used to the visor at this point, so it was, just a little bit different in terms of, like if you have a scratch on your face, you can't really get it, or, I completely missed my mouth with the water bottle this morning, so but besides that, it's honestly not that different.
One question that the media had for him this morning was, during the course of a game wearing full face protection, will the shield fog up on you?
I hope it doesn't fog up, but worst case, I'll just get a towel on the bench. I mean, so many kids use bubbles. It's usually okay as long as the rink's not too cold, I think. So, I mean, these rinks are never like that, so I think it'll be good.
All in all, head coach Ryan Warsofsky says it's really good to have Colin Graf available tonight.
Yeah, big time. You never want to see someone go down and see that amount of blood. So I like to see that he's okay and he's good to go tonight.
This will be Igor Chernyshov's first road game in the NHL, and it comes against the Vegas team. It's big, strong, and experienced. Warsofsky isn't worried at all about Chernyshov, as he sees the young man as being able to be smarter than, faster than, and perhaps when he fills out, bigger than and stronger than all of his opponents.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be special. You can just see it, the way he skates, the size, the way he wins pucks. We're very pleased in what we're seeing right now. I got to give credit to Jay Mack and his staff down with the Barracuda. Probably had a slow training camp, and he's really dramatically improved since then. So credit to those guys down with the CUDA there to do a really good job in developing a player for us that has kind of come in and kind of fit in really nicely and open our eyes in a sense. And we definitely see some potential. There's things to work on, but you see some things that, you think he's going to be very elite at.
But a bigger concern for the Sharks is the big guy on the other side, Tomas Hertl. The former Shark has 5 points in the team's previous three games, and he's been one of the top players on the ice against the Sharks in the two-game series this year. Fighting for position in the crease tonight is certainly going to be a big challenge for young Sam Dickinson, but it's also a challenge that Dickinson can't wait to face.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, you always want to be on the ice against the best guys and playing against those kind of guys. So, you know, looking forward to it. Obviously, you know, like you said, big, strong players. So, you know, I just have to be ready and be ready to go to work.
Dickinson is playing alongside Nick Leddy tonight as Leddy gets back into the lineup after sitting out the last three games. Leddy has enjoyed the process of mentoring Sam Dickinson this year.
I think he has a lot of qualities of like a Brent Seabrook, who is a bigger body, has a really good shot. But then he has offensive abilities too. So I think it's like a combo of multiple people. But the D-men now are much more, I would say, versatile. You know, you look at guys up and down the lineups, everyone can skate well.
For his part, Dickinson has enjoyed having a Stanley Cup champion as a sometime D partner.
It's pretty cool. You know, he's played in, you know, 1,000 games, had a lot of success, you know, pretty remarkable career. So it's pretty cool to be playing with him, and, you know, definitely a guy that you know, I've been fortunate enough to lean on for a lot of help this year.
Vegas really pushes the momentum in a game, especially when they seize control as a good faceoff team, currently ranked number 4 of the NHL at 52.7%. Nick Leddy says that stifling that momentum is important, but he has full confidence that he doesn't have to worry about settling the team down if Vegas does take control.
I don't think I need to settle the guys down. I think you just have to get to your game. Obviously, they're a very good team over there. They're going to get chances throughout the game. You just want to try and limit them as best as possible and create our own and finish when we get them.
Sam Dickinson had some thoughts on that same topic. And, of course, head coach Ryan Warsawski understands that this is a big part of tonight's game plan.
Yeah, I think just by simplifying our hockey game and not forcing plays through the middle of the ice. And then on the flip side of that is when we don't have the puck, we got to really play above them, you know, especially with our F3. That's going to be a pretty critical, you know, moments in our game is we got to keep them off the line rush. This is a dangerous team off the rush. Like you said, they're very structured. So we got to make sure we know what we're doing with it and we know what we're doing without it.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Some lineup notes for tonight's game for the Sharks and the Golden Knights. First of all, Yaroslav Askarov will make his first ever appearance against a Vegas team in his NHL career tonight. Will Smith, Vinny Desharnais, Tim Liljegren, Adam Gaudet, and Philip Kurashev are all out with a variety of bumps and bruises. Back in the lineup, defenseman Nick Leddy and right winger Ethan Cardwell. The Sharks are winless in their last 9 games against Vegas. But Coach Bruce Cassidy says it's a different San Jose team that his club is facing this year.
Well, I think they got a real, some younger guys that are giving them a lot, like the Islanders with Schaefer, right? They've given them a little juice. And I think the Celebrini is the real deal, right? So I think he gives them, they know they got a star in their lineup that can drive offense. And I think Smith is out. You know, he was starting to turn the corner. So those young guys that they drafted high are starting to, be big producers in the league. So I think that gives you more optimism, gives you confidence. I think the fact that they're still right there in the mix, whether they're in a playoff spot or right at a point out of it or not, like the divisions are tight, I think that gives you hope playing every night. So that's where it differs. I think maybe by now other years they're kind of like, man, we're chasing it. Now they're right there every night. So that makes a difference up and down your lineup. I think they've added some older guys, some veteran guys that probably have been able to steady the ship for them a little bit along the way, guys that have been through it. I think that helps young guys. They're just that kind of that upward trajectory. That's, you know, how they planned it. And I don't know what their timeline was, but that's how I see it. They're, you know, starting to slowly turn the corner in that regard. And we got to be mindful of that. I mean, the games we played against them, we were pretty fortunate. The game 2 of the year, we got a fortunate late goal, got it to overtime, and the last game in here, we were playing really well, and then they got 2 quick ones on us, and we had to work hard to get 2 points. So that's how I see it. They're, you know, they'll be right there, and we got to be ready to go. That there's no easy games in this league, and certainly won't be one tonight.
Tune in at 6:30 Pacific time for the Sharks and the Golden Knights. Ted Ramey joins me with a call tonight from T-Mobile Arena. Make sure you're listening on the Sharks Audio Network. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report for today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.